Welcome back to Case of the Sunday Scaries. I'm Elise.
And I'm Annie.
And this podcast episode is going to be a little different than what you expect from us. As many of you have noticed, our content the past couple months has not been as consistent as we would like, or as consistent as we think our audience deserves. But there is a reason. We started this podcast with the intentions of putting our all into it. And I think we can say it was a lot of trial and error.
There was. We had no idea what we were doing.
Not at all. And we really started this podcast knowing absolutely nothing besides our goal to share impactful stories and create a community through these episodes. I can comfortably say that we did just that. And even luckier for me is that along the way, my podcast co-host, who was basically a stranger to me when we started this, became someone I am so happy to call a friend. And what is that phrase? If you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans? Well, God had other plans in mind for Annie because, as you guys know, during the course of this podcast, she became a mom, which is undoubtedly the most important job in this world. So to the audience that has become our friends, it's time that we share the conversations that we have been having behind the scenes about the future of this podcast.
It's so hard for me to say it out loud because, Elise, you know, I've been avoiding this conversation since the summer. Like, I just don't text you back. I'm like, I'm not ready for it. I've been going back and forth in my head. Like, I can do it. I can do it all. People do this all the time. People juggle a lot of responsibilities. And then finally, I just hit a wall and I sat down and was like, okay, right now, Millie is so impressionable. I mean, these are the months I'm never going to get back. The year's never going to get back. And you have been so great to work with because you have understood probably more than anyone, including my husband, because Derek's like, I can take her. You know, we can make this work. And I understand that we could, yes, we could make this work. But I stretch myself so thin sometimes with work, with being a mom, with trying to be a good friend, a daughter, all the things. So right now, it's just not a good time for me to be on the podcast. But it's bittersweet because I think back to almost 2 years ago, we sat down over some espresso martinis just to have a little conversation to see how we got along. And we were complete strangers. And people always say, like, you really were strangers. We seriously were strangers. I felt like it was a first date going to meet you for the first time. I was nervous. We had our friend Christine there as like the middleman.
Buffer.
Yeah, buffer. We immediately hit it off. And I left that meeting or that dinner, actually, just feeling so hopeful about what was to come. And we really did take it from zero to 100 real quick. You learned how to edit overnight. I learned how to research and how not to say like so often. I mean, the journey we had from the start, it's been beautiful. And I just think I want to exit on good terms. To your point, we have not been consistent. We have seen people DMing us like, hey, the last episode was, you know, weeks ago. And that's not fair to you all. And we understand that. But also I think to like my little 7-month-old Millie, and I'm like, she needs all of me at this point. I am hopeful that I will be joining future episodes at some point as a guest. You know, whenever Elise has a really intriguing case, I'll be on it. And I'm cheering so close to the sidelines. Sunday Scary's biggest fan right here. And it's been a hard decision, but I am at peace with it. And Elise, I just want to thank you because, I mean, you're like, this is like such a precious time for you, Annie. You understood wholeheartedly. And We kind of tried to go back and forth of like, can it work? Can it not work? And I think just for our fans and for the listeners, you all deserve consistency.
Just to give listeners kind of a behind the scenes, there's a lot of podcasts that are easy to make consistent because you have researchers and editors and people taking care of audio. This from the start has just been Annie and I. So her stepping back makes total sense to me because this is in a lot of ways like having another job on top of both of us being full-time employees. So it makes absolute sense. As much as I am sad to see Annie go, I know that your daughter is so lucky to have a mom like you. And this is not the end of Case of the Sunday Scaries. Annie, like she just said, has been really encouraging for me to keep going. And that is exactly what I'm determined to do. So I totally understand it's hard to keep an interest in any type of content that is not consistent. But I do hope that you join me in the next chapter of this podcast. There will be more information in the coming weeks, but for now, I just want to thank Annie so much for taking this massive leap of faith with me, for being my friend, for providing much-needed levity when sharing these difficult stories, and for her support in continuing on with this podcast. It has been my absolute pleasure. To our Case of the Sunday Scary audience, thank you for your patience as we've navigated these changes behind the scenes and made difficult decisions about the future of this podcast. I promise if you've enjoyed the episodes thus far, there is so much more in store for you, and I hope that you will join me when I relaunch this podcast very soon. And Annie, you know I love you. And I'm so proud of you for making this decision. I know it's been difficult.
Yeah, you're going to do amazing things. And you know, you have me and Mills always supporting you, because for our listeners, Millie and Elise have met many times and they are obsessed with each other. Millie is obsessed with Elise's red hair, and Elise just has this like amazing auntie energy that I'm excited to see all of our friendships grow. Millie's right there with us. But yeah, it's been an amazing journey. So thank you for everyone for listening.
And since this might be the last time for at least a while till we have you back as a guest, I'm going to let you take the reins on the sign off. It is your turn.
Okay, let's see if I can do it as good as Elise. Thank you for joining us for Case of the Sunday Scaries. Stay tuned for the next chapter of this podcast. But as always, until then.